This is music from Ukraine. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley. Joe, what are we listening to here?
Hey, Bob. Good afternoon from Kyiv. This is a Ukrainian musician named Ina. She's playing this famous Ukrainian instrument called the bandura, which I think it has some 64 strings. A few weeks ago, when I talked to you about the Ukrainian soldier musicians who are traveling the United States, including they stopped at my parents' house in North Carolina, one of them was playing the same instrument. It's really sacred to Ukrainian identity, the bandura. And last night, I went to a little concert here in Kyiv, a wartime concert in an attic in an old building, maybe a 300-year-old building in Kyiv. And the people gathered. There were civilians and soldiers and many people I know. And, everyone's gone through different types of difficulties in this war. And it was such a calm moment to listen to Ina play that lovely and powerful instrument, the bandura. And here she's singing a Ukrainian song. Really, I think it was made in the 1960s. So not an ancient folk song, called Chervona Ruta. And it's a very popular melody known throughout this country. And, I wanted to, in some sense, try to bring you all to that concert last night. There was several musicians. There was a trio of girls that got up and sang some folk songs, hauntingly beautiful. And then they had a stand-up comedian. And I think a lot of people, and I remember thinking about this, the first time I heard about stand-up comedy in Ukraine, I said, well, how can you do that in a wartime? But now after 2.5 years here, you realize you have to laugh. You got to find the humor. And at the end of the event, the stand-up comic led an auction of different items to support the military. And there were some fancy things like a weekend getaway in that beautiful city of Lviv, some T-shirt from President Zelensky. And, each of those raised several hundred dollars. And the last item was a basket of apples and jam from the girl we just heard singing, from Ina's grandmother. And her grandmother couldn't be there, but she sent this basket. And all of a sudden, you realize that the bids for the basket of apples and jam were way over the bid to the luxury getaway weekend in Lviv, at like a 5-star hotel. And the people just wanted to support that idea of the grandma sending her apples to benefit the military. And so all of a sudden, the bids got up to like 13,000 hryvnia, which is several hundred dollars. For these baskets of apples, the only more expensive apples would be those fancy Japanese ones. And then they realized the potential to raise money from these goods. So the guy who purchased the basket, he's a well-known Ukrainian sort of MMA mixed martial arts trainer, Artem. He offered a jar of this jam from the basket up for an additional auction. And that single jar of jam from the grandmother got even more money than the whole basket of apples. And it was this real beautiful moment of saying, how much people in this very innocent and collegial way, really want to do everything they can to support each other and to work for victory. And then Ina, the bandurist and singer, she called her grandmother back in the village on speakerphone. And she told her grandmother, hey, how much money we got for the military from your basket of garden apples. And it was the biggest bid at the auction. And it was really a lovely and powerful moment of they want to be free. They want to win. They don't want to live under tyranny. And even if they're going to spend hundreds of dollars on apples to prove that, they do that every single day.
Such a lovely story, and we don't get those stories anywhere else. We appreciate you bringing those to us, Joseph. I've been hearing about Ukraine actually conducting spot checks of men at concerts and in nightlife spots as they widen the dragnet in the search for troops to shore up the front lines because they've really got a problem there. The troop ranks are down. What are you hearing about that, Joseph?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. I see this. I mean, in the past month, this has become probably the most controversial topic here. There were some big roundups at popular concerts in Kyiv and in Lviv. There was an American told me that the military and police officers went to every room in his hotel, knocking on the doors. And the hotel, I think I told you the story a few weeks ago, but the hotel staff called everyone and said, don't open the doors. They're not allowed to do this. And it's a big point of contention. In one sense, they have to boost the numbers in the military. But there's a lot of concern about, are they using manpower efficiently? And I know this from many people with whom I speak. You have people who are, before the big war, were brilliant in IT, are great engineers, and they just get sent, you know, in a thoughtful way into the front lines. And even people I know well, I've heard the stories of how they've died in battle, heroes of the Maidan Revolution, like the people who would, you know, who were the top corruption fighters in Ukraine, getting sent to the slaughter. And not necessarily having their talents used in a good way. But, and include, this was a big topic last night at that concert, which is in a relatively hidden place. But everyone, you know, I mean, there were soldiers there too. And I think what I'm hearing, though, that there are, you know, there's a lot of people, including some people in the parliament, working to reform the system, you know, after 2.5 years to make it more intelligent, to help people, you know, join the military in a way that they can use their skills and based on what they think they can achieve. So this is happening. I mean, this is, you know, I think many countries would have had these roundups 2 years ago, you know, facing an enemy like Russia. But now Ukraine is facing.
Oops, lost a connection with Joseph. He mentioned yesterday that, and often this happens right when he's about to go on with us. Coincidence or Russian interference? Who knows? But as he told us yesterday, many times he has no problem getting through to us. And then as soon as we get on the air, he has issues, as he has today. Well, I hope he wasn't recruited for the Army. We'll check in with him tomorrow, and we'll find out and pass along to you a word about what happened today. I trust all is well.